All right. So we discussed last time at the beginning of the Tanya how he mentioned the Gemara, which says that a person is sworn by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, "Tesnida masbino soti tzadik val ti rasha." And even if the whole world is praising you that you're a tzaddik, you should always view yourself as a rasha. So we asked, why is that a productive way to view oneself? First of all, the Mishnah says in Masechet Kesavos, "Al ti rasha b'fnei atzmecha." You should never view yourself as a rasha. You should always try and emphasize your positive qualities. So first of all, it could bring a person to a sense of depression. And of course, we discussed last time how important it is to be besimcha and to avoid depression, which is not a productive mindset. But even more than that, it's a person could go the other direction, which is also equally as dangerous, and say, well, if I can't do any better, I'm a rasha, what's the point of doing anything? And he'll just give up, which is just as destructive as being depressed. Being depressed is bad, but saying, well, I can't do any better, so let me just enjoy myself now, that's also equally as unproductive. So how is it ever advisable to view oneself as a rasha? Even if everyone's telling you you're a tzaddik, hayei be'enecha k'rasha. What does that mean? So he begins his explanation, which is going to take a while to get to, but he begins his explanation with another Gemara Masechtas Brachos, which tells us there are five categories of individuals. The Gemara says there's a tzaddik v'toivloi, a tzaddik and it's good for him, a tzaddik v'raloi, a tzaddik and it's bad for him, rasha v'toivloi, a rasha and it's good for him, rasha v'raloi, evildoer and it's bad for him, and then the beinoni. So what does it mean that a person is a tzaddik v'toivloi, a tzaddik v'raloi, a rasha v'toivloi, rasha v'raloi? So the Gemara says, tzaddik v'toivloi, tzaddik gomer. Tzaddik v'raloi, tzaddik v'eino gomer. So tzaddik v'toivloi means he's a highly righteous individual. Tzaddik v'raloi means he's righteous, but not as righteous. So we would probably have intuitively interpreted this Gemara, at least based on our training, right, as in elementary school, of the kind of simple way that we view mitzvos and averos come Rosh Hashanah time, that there's like a scale that's made. So he says, a rasha v'toivla, a tzaddik v'toivla, we would imagine is a person who has only mitzvos. There isn't even anything on the other side of the scale. Tzaddik v'ralo is a tzaddik she'eino gamur, right? He's not a tzaddik gamur. He has some averos, but he has many mitzvos that outweigh those averos. Rasha v'toivla means he's a rasha, more averos than mitzvos, but there are mitzvos on the other side of the scale. Rasha v'ralo means there's absolutely nothing there. Beinoni is the fifth category. That's the guy who's exactly a numerical stalemate, a guy right in the middle. So he quotes from a Zohar Kodesh that, of course, that can't be what it means. Because the Zohar in Parashas Mishpatim says, no, tzadik v'raloi, shaharasha boy, kofuk v'toiv. It means that the ra which is in him, he has compelled to not disturb him. He's turned it to the toiv. So he explains, he doesn't really flesh it out, but this is what the Zohar HaKadosh means, is that there's a tzaddik v'toiv and a tzaddik v'ralo. It means how does a person engage with his yetzer hara? Every person is created with a yetzer toiv, a yetzer hara. He said that's what the pasuk means in Parshas Bereishis, v'yitzer v'kivas ha'odam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created human beings, and there the pasuk uses two yuds, discussed once in the past, uses two yuds, as opposed to Vayitzer with regards to animals, it's only one yud. And the Zohar HaKadosh comments, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with a Yetzer HaToiv, two yuds, with regards to the creation of human being, created with a Yetzer HaToiv, and a Yetzer Hara. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Vayitzer can in fact be broken up into two words, Vay, Vav, Yud, Yud, Tsar. Kadosh Baruch Hu drew a Vav and a Yud on our faces, the two eyes of the two yuds, the nose is the Vav in the middle, which is Gematria 26. Right? We're created with Tzelem Elokim, the image of the Shem Havaya, because we have a Yud, a Yetzer, a Toiv, a Yetzer, around the Vav in the middle. That's where the Sfinker Rebbe writes in the Imre Yosef, the Vav is the Vav Achibar, because even though we're created with these two inclinations, there are two ways of dealing with the Yetzer. One way of dealing with the Yetzer is to ignore it, or attempt to bury it and run away from it. And that's a high Madrega. Let's not belittle that, right? That's a big deal to avoid the Yetzer Hara. That's not easy. But even higher than that, right? We're not taking that for granted at all. But even higher than that is to take the evil inclination or that inclination to do averos and use that same motivation, that same energy, and channel it for positive motivation and positive inspiration. So that's the Vav HaChibur, which is the nose in the middle, right, is coming to teach us that even higher than that, than running away from the Yetzirah, is to take the Yetzirah, which gives us, right, person runs to do Averus with a great Hislavus, we can take that same energy. We can take that same, right, that's part of the Sea of Mashas. It's a nice thing that we have a Sea of Mashas in MetLife Stadium, which they say mace to life. We're bringing something that was mace back to life because we're taking that energy that goes when you travel to that kind of environment, which people use for other things, and we're trying to channel that towards the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the higher Madrega. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov claims of Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ezehu Gibor HaKovesh HaYitzor. Who is the Gibor? But if it meant who is the Gibor, it should say, you know, Mihu HaGibor. Ezehu Gibor sounds like there's two Giborim, there's two people of great strength. But the greater one, Ezehu Gibor, who's the greatest Gibor, is HaKovesh HaYitzor. So the Baal Shem Tov explains, because there's two types of Giborim. There's a Gibor who conquers the Yetzirah, who buries it, who runs away from it, who avoids doing Averus. But even higher than that is HaKovesh HaYitzor. He conquers the Yetzirah, and he uses it to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We mentioned once also, the Gemara says in Brachas, V'haftas Shem Elokecha v'chol levavcha, with your whole heart, says the Gemara, b'shnei yitzirecha. You're supposed to take the Yetzer HaTov and serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Yetzer Hara. So that's what the Zohar HaKodesh means, because Zohar HaKodesh means that there's two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik v'tov loy, meaning he's taken the Yetzer Hara and he's converted it l'tov. He doesn't even have a Yetzer Hara. It all is l'tov. Then there's the tzaddik viraloi. He still has a yetzer hara. But they're all mitzvahs. Only mitzvahs. Tzaddik is only mitzvahs. Just there's two types. There's one who avoids averus. That's a high madrega. High madrega. But even higher than that is a tzaddik v'toivloi. He's taken the yetzer hara and he's converted it to be a yetzer hara toiv. And toiv by the, you know, on the other side of the coin, there's a rasha viraloi. There's a rasha who, even the yetzer hara toiv, he's taken and converted it l'ra. There's no Yetzer HaTov anymore. Even the spiritual, right, the inclinations that he has, he uses that to invest in other areas. Or you could have a, you know, a Russia who, he has a Yetzer HaTov, he doesn't, he ignores it. Right, there's some people like that, right, they have good intentions, right, I always mean to do it, it never happens. Then there are some guys who take that spiritual inclination and use it to invest in things that are detestable, right, and that are wrong. So the highest Madrega over here, that the Zohar Kodesh is discussing, is not a person who has no Averus, as opposed to a person who has many mitzvahs and some Averus. It's a person who's taken the Yetzer Hara and he's converted to Yetzer HaTov. Hold on to your chairs. Listen to this. Unbelievable. Yaakov Avinu does battle with the Sarasho Esav. Parashas Vayishlof, Vayivasa Yaakov, Vavad, Vayovek, Ish Imai. Who the Chazal says the Sarasho Esav is the Yetzer Hara. Why is the Yetzer? And then what happens at the end? Yaakov Avinu asks him for a bracha. He, you know, he can't. He hits Yaakov Avinu in the thigh. Yaakov Avinu asks him for a bracha. He says, "Shalchemi kelo ashacha." I can't give you a bracha because I have to go laying kriyashma. Right? He has to go daven. That's because I'll say, okay, he has to go daven. Why is the Yetzer Hara going to daven? Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to perform mitzvahs. Yetzer Hara is going to daven shacharis. Vasikin. What's it? Shalchemi kelo ashacha. So Shrembach explains in the Talmud Das, in the name of the Tribune Rav, the Avodas Yisrael, the Koshnitz Magad is the same thing. They say, no, because the Yetzer Hara also serves Hashem. He serves Hashem because he gives us inspiration, motivation to do Averus. And we have to take that inspiration, that motivation, the Yetzer Hara, and use it to channel towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. So he says, continues the Koshnitz Magad, and he quotes there from the, I think the Bnei Yisrael has the same thing. The Panami office also has this. That's why the Sarash Yosef changes Yaakov Avinu's name. He changes his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. When we're functioning on a lower level of Ruchnis, we're Yaakov. When we're functioning on a higher level of Ruchnis, Kaiser is called Yisrael. If you look throughout Tanakh, the Malbim writes, that's how it breaks out. That's Yaakov is when we're on a low Madrega, Yisrael is when we're on a high Madrega. So he says, no, Yaakov represents when Klal Yisrael is running away from the Yetzer Hara. That's the Panim Yafus of Bnei Yisrael would say. We're running away from the Yetzer Hara, we're Yaakov. When we've taken the Yetzer Hara and we use it to serve Hashem, we're Yisrael. So listen to this. Says the Koshnitz Magid, even if you're not a fan of Gematrius, this is unbelievable. Yaakov and Satan together, Gematria 541. When Yaakov is a Satan, is something separate, that's 541. Yaakov and Satan. Yaakov is running away from the Satan is over here. Yisrael is Yaakov plus Satan, also 541. When Yaakov conquers the Satan, he makes it part of him. Not that it's something out there, ooh, I'm running away from that. That's the Satan. We got to get away. That's Yaakov, and the Satan is over here. When we conquer the Satan, so then Yaakov plus Satan is 541. That's the gematria of Yisrael. That's when we conquer the Satan. But then a person's Yetzirah, by the way, there's something very motivating, you know, positive idea here, which is the greater Yetzirah a person has, the more potential he has, right? If a person has great, we see this sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, the guys who were in one direction before they went to Eretz Yisrael, they come back, and it's the same guy who went to the other direction, which we always have to be nervous, he might flip back to be the way it was before. But a person who has, at least he's a go-getter, so he could be a go-getter for Aveiros, but he could be a go-getter for Mitzvahs too. That's the pshat. You might have heard this. The Tiferes Yisrael, at the end of his commentary, Masechtas Kiddushin, says that there was once, after Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a foreign, the whole world heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Someone wanted to see a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu who led Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So an artist came and drew a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu and brought it to this leader. But this leader had, you've heard this story before? The leader had, it's in the printed at the end of Tiferes Yisrael's commentary, Masechtas Kiddushin. They had a person who's a bucky and faces, you know, what a person's tchunas hanefesh might be, what his natural inclinations might be. Look at the picture. And the guy said, this can't be him, because this person is the worst kind of individual ever, based on the parts of Hapanim. You know, if you believe in the Chokmas Hapartzuf, you could, by look at a person's face, you could tell, I guess, the palm reading of the ancient world, like, you could tell what was going on. He said, can't be, that's him. So the leader didn't believe the artist. He thought it was wrong. So he came and he visited Moshe Rabbeinu, and he saw, no, that's exactly the way that it looks. He said, how could it be? Such a person has such a horrible natural inclination based on the way that his facial, you know, his face was constructed. So some rejected the Masorah of the Tiferes Yisrael. The whole story is wrong. Can't be. The Pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the house became full of light. Right? They knew Moshe Rabbeinu immediately when he was born. He had a wonderful disposition. The whole world, the whole house became full of light. So it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu was born with this kind of negative disposition. But perhaps it's all the same thing. It's all potential. A person could use his potential. The Yetzirah is just more potential. We could use the Yetzirah in one direction, or that same potential, that worst kind of individual, can also be the best kind of individual if he takes the Yetzirah, right, and he channels it in the right direction. So that's what over here is going on too. There aren't really five categories of individuals. It says the Baal HaTanya, there's really three. There's a tzaddik, then there's two ways of how we view our Yetzirah, and then there's a Rasha, and also has two ways of how he views his Yetzirah and the Beinoni. That's why he continues. This is all packed into like three lines. That's why he continues, and in the Gemara it says there are three categories. There's Tzadikim, Yetzirah, Shoiftan. The Tzadikim, the Yetzirah rule, or the Yetzirah Toiv, I'm sorry, Shoiftan. There's two ways that could happen. Yetzirah Toiv could conquer the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah Toiv could operate independently of the Yetzirah. Then there's Rishoim, Yetzirah, Shoiftan. There's a Rasha, the Yetzirah rules over him. And then there's the Beinoni. Who's the Beinoni? Zev is Zev Shoiftan. Not a person who's a numerical stalemate between Averis and Mitzvahs. The Beinoni is a person who's torn. He has a Yetzirah Toiv and a Yetzirah, but he can't tell the difference between the two. He can't tell the difference between the two. Zev is Zev Shoiftan. So there's really only three categories. The Tzavik, that's the Yetzirah Toiv. There's two ways, two varieties of that. There's the Rasha, that's the Yetzirah rules over him. There's two varieties of that. He could have gotten rid of his Yetzirah Toiv entirely. Then there's the Beinoni, who Zev is Zev Shoiftan. They're both there. They're both there. That's the, you know, Zavar from the Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Shoichek Mishumai Mechayev. One of the Lama Tetz Avos Malach, this is Shoichek. You shecht an animal. So the Gemara says, what do you chayev when you shecht an animal? One pshat in the Gemara is Netilas Neshama. You chayev for taking life. The other pshat is Soiveya, because you color the Beis Hashkita with the color red. For dying, you're chayev for dying. So Shechet and dying are the same thing. So the Baal Shem Tov says, no, chanting words like this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, Vasilava Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take the Yetzirah, V'Shechtoi, B'fnei HaTzadikim. Why is Hashem shechting the Yetzirah? So he could be shechting the Yetzirah because he kills certain individuals. Netilas Neshama, he takes away our ability to achieve our potential. Or a person could shech, the Kodesh Baruch Hu be shechting the Yetzirah, not only for Netilas Neshama, because it's Seveya. He makes us think a mitzvah is an Aveira. And he makes us think an Aveira is a mitzvah. that, you know, oh, I can't wake up for davening because otherwise I'll be tired, too tired for night seder. So, you know, let me continue sleeping. But there's so many varieties of that, of how the Yetzirah makes us, fools us into thinking that, I have to do chesed, so I have to talk in the middle of davening to welcome everybody. I'm going to be the, you know, the go-getter. Makabo, let's go, oh, they may save upon him the office. You know, has a t-shirt, save upon him the office. That's why I talk to him. Right, we can make always a mitzvah and aveira. We don't even know what's a mitzvah, what's an aveira anymore. So that's the Yetzirah. The Beinoni is Zeviz Eshoifton. He can't distinguish between the Yetzirah Toiv and the Yetzirah. 1 minute. But then he gets to his big question, which is going to lead us to the next part. But that is Omar Rabba. The Gemara there continues and says, Brachas and Samachal from Abayz, Kigoyin Ana Beinoni. Rabba says, Ama Beinoni. But then Abaye, his Talmud says, Lo Shavak Mar Chai L'Chol Beria. If you're a Beinoni, what are we? So Abaye says, if you're a Beinoni, where are we holding? We need to be Beinoni. She says, well, Havin calls that Be'er Heitev. The Baal Tanya says, we have to explain. How is everyone a Beinoni? What does this mean? How could Rabba be a Beinoni? Because I guess he felt the pull of the Yetzirah. He wasn't all Yetzirah type. Yet Abai also says, no, we're Beinonim. How could everyone be on the same Madrega of Beinonim? What then does a Beinoni mean? So that's what we're going to have to explain. How could we all be Beinonim? And we'll have to get to that. Okay, then.